Good evening.
Good evening.
I want you to come closer here, Jacob, so we can see. Can anybody tell me what is being celebrated in this beautiful icon?
Christmas.
Christmas. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit. Do you have a question or an answer? It's baby Jesus' birthday. This is baby Jesus right here. And even though he's a newborn baby, his face is painted as if he is full grown. And the reason why that is because the icon wants to show him as a baby, but also as God. Here, do you know who this is? Yes.
Mary?
This is the Virgin Mary. And she has on her robe three stars. This star means that before she had Jesus in her belly, she was a virgin. She had never, ever been married or knew anybody. During the time that the baby was in, she was still a virgin, and afterwards. These three are the three kings, the three wise men, or sometimes we refer to them as magi. Each one of these came from their own land. Each was rich, each was powerful, each was a king. But they had faith in their heart, and they believed that there was a king greater than any king on earth. And so they took the most precious gifts that they had in their land, and they traveled following this star that moved across the sky. Now, we know stars don't move. They're fixed points in the sky. But this star moved because it was an angel, and it looked like a star, and it shone its light so brightly down to the earth that these three kings could follow it all the way to Bethlehem. Do you have a question or a comment? Go ahead.
So the angel guides it to where Bethlehem is?
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect light.
Perfect light. And over here we have a shepherd who has his sheep. And this shepherd is telling this shepherd and other shepherds who are guarding their flock at night that something wonderful is happening and that they should go to the cave in Bethlehem and see that they might believe that the baby was the one that was promised from all of the Old Testament. Yes?
Baby Jesus was on the hay.
Baby Jesus was laid in a feeding trough for animals, and they put fresh hay in there so that when he was born, they could lay him like in a crib. You're exactly right. And you see the animals are also worshiping God along with the Virgin Mary and Joseph. So I want to ask you a question as we end this little explanation. Why do you think that God gave us the great gift of his Son? Does anybody know? I'll help you. The most important reason is because he loves us. But this is God, and he became a human being. And he became a human being that all of us might be like God because of our relationship with him and our life in the church. So I know that tonight, or tomorrow morning especially, that you're going to get a lot of gifts. But I have to tell you something. Not one of those gifts can compare to this gift, the ultimate gift. And it's the reason why we celebrate Christmas. So as you're opening your gifts, remember that we give gifts in order to imitate and remind ourselves of who God is and his love for us, and that he gives us the greatest gift of all, his Son, that we can be in heaven forever and have a relationship with God and be like him. So let's all stand and we'll say a short prayer. Lord God, our Father, We thank you for your precious gift,
your only Son.
Because you love us so much,
help us to imitate your cave
by opening up our own hearts.
So that Jesus can be laid there as well.
So that Jesus can be laid there as well.
And as we gather with our family and friends,
we may remember the greatest gift of all.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated. You can go back to your parents and be seated.
Go back to your moms and dads, everyone. Boys, altar boys, we're not done yet. Good evening. It's so great to see all of you here this evening. And it's so special to be able to celebrate Christmas with the Divine Liturgy the evening before and on Christmas Day as well. The evening before liturgy is very special for me in as much as we have the opportunity to gather after a lot of preparation. I don't know how many of you have been preparing quite a bit for Christmas. Anybody here? In fact, we had a Divine Liturgy, Holy Hours service this morning in Orthros, and I was doing some work in my office, and so I decided to go home for a little while, and I went home for a while to help my wife get ready for this evening and tomorrow morning, and it was like hectic. And then as I was driving back, I tried to get back into the mood of the beautiful evening. With that in mind, not only has the world and our country been preparing for Christmas since probably Halloween, but we have been preparing with the fast period for about 40 days. And with that in mind, I would like you to take a deep breath and to close your eyes for a moment and to think about being back with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a small infant, with his mother Mary and Joseph, the betrothed, the three wise men, the shepherds, the angels, as Father Theodore highlighted with the icon presentation. Be back 2,000 years ago, and let's have peace in our hearts. Think about this silent night and that silent night 2,000 years ago. Peace of our loving Lord, his grace and divine presence be with you and be with us all. Pablo Picasso quoted once, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." And whereas we know that he did a very nice job of finding his gift and giving it away, I'd like to offer just a little bit of a twist on this and look at not only the gift that we have received personally in our hearts, but the gift that the entire universe has received, the greatest gift, the gift of gifts, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. God, who is completely unimaginable, completely above us, has become one of us. Not giving up his divine nature, he has become fully human, taken on every aspect of our human nature. In fact, even with a human will, and with that will, remaining sinless. This, he is the gift of gifts. And we have the opportunity this evening, tomorrow, and for our entire life to allow that gift, to allow him to be central to us in our lives. We join with the entire cosmos, the entire universe. There's a cosmological worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in as much as the earth opened up herself to offer a cave that he might enter in. There is an astronomical worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in as much as the stars, the star of Bethlehem, and the stars representing all of the heavens, came to worship him, our Lord and Savior. There is a magological worship, in as much as the Magi, the kings of the East, came to bring their gifts, gold, a gift offered to a king, frankincense, the gift offered to the high priest, and myrrh, a gift offered to our Lord in anticipation of his death on the cross, his sacrificial death on the cross, his burial and glorious resurrection. An angelological worship of our Lord, as the angels from the heavens came and sang praises to our God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. A zoological worship of our Lord, inasmuch as an ox and a donkey came to worship our Lord along with sheep. The ox and the donkey, both beasts of burden, if you will, bringing their burdens to our loving Lord, the humble one in the manger. A humanological worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, inasmuch as all humans for all time had the opportunity to worship our loving Lord. And a personological opportunity, if you will, for you and me, for each of us personally, to open up our hearts and allow our God to dwell within. When we do that, my dear people, in the words of St. Athanasius, as God has become man, you and I have the opportunity to become like God. He has redeemed us through his death on the cross, and we have the opportunity, in order, and by following him, to be reconnected with him. As I began with an invitation to go back 2,000 years, I invite you to come back to the present. And as we are living in the reality of the presence of our Lord and Savior, the absolute humble God, allow me to finish with this Christmas meditation by Helen Steiner Rice. Give us through the coming year quietness of mind. Teach us to be patient and always to be kind. Give us reassurance when everything goes wrong, so our faith remains unfaltering and our hope and courage strong. And show us that in quietness we can feel your presence near, filling us with joy and peace throughout the coming year. As we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let us with joyful hearts, with firm conviction, and with faith, worship our loving Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is born.